Assalamu alaikum. My name is Julie. I am here today to explain to you why I decided to become Muslim. I was raised in a very small town of about 1,500 people. And in this small town, there were 13 churches, a wide variety from Catholic, Lutheran, Seventh-day Baptist, Seventh-day Adventist. I was raised as a Lutheran. And I believe it was a very normal childhood where I had a mother and father, two sisters and a brother, and my grandmother lived with us. So we were raised in a family that really dealt a lot with family gatherings, social activities at church, things like that. So I considered it to be a normal American lifestyle for me. As I got older, and once I went off to school, I started being confronted by different people thinking different thoughts, especially in college. I would be talking to people. I also worked at the university, and so I met many different people from different countries. And at that time, I started to kind of question where my life was going. I had very close friends that I noticed made unwise decisions, I thought. And because of those things, I started to really wonder where I was going. What was this leading me into? So I started kind of a gradual pullback from my friends. It was very, very gradual at the time. I got very busy doing other activities and started not answering phone calls from my friends. So at this time, my friends and I started to not talk to each other as much, and I started to just get really busy with work and other activities. And when I would go home, I would not answer the phone. Well, this went on for about 6 months. And then, alhamdulillah, it was amazing. I met a man that turned out to be my husband later. He was from the Middle East. He started to explain to me about Islam, and he gave me a book, and the book was called Inquiries About Islam. It was an incredible book. I loved it because it was very simply written. It was a question and answer kind of book. It compared the Bible and the Quran, and it also compared, of course, Christianity with Islam. It answered questions for me that I had had, that I was not brave enough at that point to really push myself to find the answers to. But alhamdulillah, this book gave me the answers that I was looking for. I questioned that Jesus was the Son of God. That didn't make sense to me. I questioned how people could be living a Christian life here, but yet they would be going out to the bars drinking and having promiscuous lifestyles. I questioned all of a sudden just going to church on Sunday and everything is forgotten. I questioned why they could be sinning and doing these things, but yet when they die, it's an automatic that you go to heaven. I couldn't understand this, and the more that I started questioning, the more that I had questions. More things were linked to one another. So once I started reading this Inquiries About Islam, I got the questions that I needed, and alhamdulillah, at that point, I decided to become Muslim, and I joined the Shia school of thought. I was introduced to many people that, alhamdulillah for me, were American sisters, and then also many, many other sisters from many other countries of the world, from the Middle East, from the Far East, from South America, a very diverse group. But mashallah, the one thing that was so consistent in everyone that I met was that they were so pure, so straightforward, so honest, so welcoming to me. Even for me that I came from a different background, they didn't question me. They did not push me either, which was, alhamdulillah, for me was a very good blessing. Because I'm the type of person that if you push me too much, then I get stubborn and I go the opposite way. For me, they were consistently kind and generous and welcoming. And alhamdulillah, whenever I had a question, they always had time for me. So alhamdulillah, after becoming Shia, my husband, or actually at that point, my husband and I, we got married. And this has been, actually about 26 years now. So at that point, I decided that because I wanted to do it correctly, some people that I had met that were Muslim had told me that it wasn't a requirement to wear the scarf or the hijab. I decided that if I was going to do this, I wanted to do it the right way. And alhamdulillah, the majority of the women that I met were very, very strong and very self-confident, so they also felt very strongly about hijab. So they were a very good role model for me that helped me to feel comfortable. In the beginning, it was a little bit difficult. I am the type of person that does not like to walk into a room and have automatic attention on me. And of course, wearing hijab is one of those things that does draw attention to you. But then I was told by an American sister that I said, that she answered this question. She said that actually the attention that you are getting is not the kind that that people are attracted to you. It's more of a curiosity attention. So it's not anything that is inappropriate or anything, but that people are just curious about why I'm doing this.